Let's talk about the big show. Kind of a big deal, blah, blah.
KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
Greg bangs my mom.
Izzy.
I'm racist.
Steve. Greg.
Oh, God, right there.
The movement has begun. Join the fifth man. It's BS in the morning.
Hey, how are you? Everything good?
Yeah, still alive.
All right. Still here. We're still kicking. This is one we're not going to forget. This is one we're going to tell our grandkids, you know? Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, coronavirus. That was a crazy time, man. Kind of snuck up, you know, on everyone that wasn't an epidemiologist and a doctor. Every horror film, man, every sci-fi film, no one listens to the doctors. Like, what am I? Okay, fine. I'm just a doctor. Don't listen to me. Continue going out to your parties. That's fine. I've read that the epidemiologist who was the dude who consulted on the movie Contagion.
Mm-hmm.
He has coronavirus.
Oh!
He's supposed to be the guy who tells everyone how not to get the thing, you know? And then he's the guy with the thing. So, it happens. Happens to the best of us. How you doing, Greg? You all right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Sound
feel
great?
Good.
Good. Feel good?
Yep.
Good. All right, well, it's going to be a good show today. I got a feeling Greg's sound effects are clearly working, so we are laying the farts on today. It's going to be great. How you doing over there, Mateo?
Good.
Yeah?
Everything's good.
That's a huge bitch.
You got a new mask today. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Going through some stuff, and I was like, hey. Okay.
Going through things like emotionally or like physical things?
Yeah, just like stuff that I've had in my room.
All right. That's cool. Good. I like it. By the way, I think that's the N95 everyone talks about, the N95 mask. They say you could sterilize that by putting it in the oven. I believe it was 130 degrees. 170 degrees for 30 minutes. Google it. Report came out from Stanford saying you can sterilize those in the oven and it won't cause any damage or degradation to the quality of the mask. These are the things I read before bed now. These are the things that give me peace of mind before I go to sleep at night.
Yeah,
all right. Let's get to the feed.
The feed with Izzy.
Governor Sisolak is finally looking into construction and why construction workers are still working. He's going to make a decision on it. A lot of them have complained that they don't feel safe and they don't want to go to work.
You know, the crackdown on businesses, like essential businesses,
mm-hmm.
the list is comical. Have you looked at these?
Oh, yeah. And we're letter Z on the list.
Yeah.
Radio.
But I'm saying, like, at least we facilitate mass
information.
Yeah. Oh, that's a sound effect of construction. Good job, Greg. Greg's just like, you're like Bumblebee right now. You're talking through sound effects. Like you lost your own voice. I saw one guy post yesterday, automotive repair is an essential business. He's like, I changed tires.
Yep. My good friend in Memphis, the one I play Halo with that listens to the show all the time.
Yeah.
He's still working.
Really?
Yeah, he works at a car dealership in Memphis.
Selling cars.
No, not
business.
Selling them, fixing them.
Oh, fixing.
But he's like, I don't want to come to work. But what they've done is now he's working 6 days on, 6 days off. So he's making way less.
It's like a firefighter.
But he's basically working like 11-hour days. And he was like, yesterday, all I did was clean my tools. I just sat there and polished my tools. Nobody came in.
Right.
But it is essential if somebody who has an essential job goes to work and their car gets messed up and they need it fixed.
It's great.
Are you sure?
And this was on the internet? You were talking to this guy?
No, this is my good friend that I play Halo with all the time.
I know you're talking.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you were chatting with a man talking about polishing his tool. Just let you know.
He's 19. I wouldn't necessarily consider him a man yet.
Oh.
No offense, Wicked.
All right. He's 19. He's definitely polishing that tool playing Halo. Just let you know. The wind blows to the left. He's like, ha! Time to polish my tool for a minute. There's nothing stopping him. I'm just letting you know.
You really forced that joke.
I didn't.
Really forced
it. You're the one who said he's sitting there polishing his tool for 11 hours straight. And to be honest, that sounds like a 19-year-old.
I said tool is,
Mm-hmm.
Metallica is putting on live shows every Monday. Just look up hashtag Metallica Mondays. They'll be streaming the shows on their YouTube and Facebook pages.
I did see that.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Boy, James Hetfield looks old, by the way.
Yeah. Remember when everyone was like, he's an actor, he's in that new Ted Bundy movie with Zac Efron.
Yeah.
And I thought that he was going to like have a major role, and he had like two lines, and I was like, why did everybody make such a big deal of it?
Because they, as soon as he started talking, they're like, okay, yeah, no, let's cut back the amount of lines this guy
gets.
Yeah,
people are like, he's such a good actor. I was like, anyone can be a good actor with two lines.
I don't know. I think you could still botch it. Acting is harder than I think people give it credit for.
Yeah, when I was in high school with the musicals, I would only ever get the singing parts because my acting sucked. But one year, I did get one line, and it was, a pig? And I crushed it. My parents were very proud.
Nice.
They were like, our daughter, she has a line. She finally has a line. Told all our friends.
A pig?
A pig?
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was one of the party goers.
Cool. What about you, Greg? You ever been in a play before?
I have, actually.
What's your play?
I played in I can't remember what it was called. It was like Springtime for something or another.
Wait a minute. That sounds like a play I have heard.
Is that
before?
Yeah, it's like a real play.
Springtime for Hitler?
Yeah, so that's what it was. I played Hitler, and then we did the play. No, I don't remember. I remember I had to like play a bunch of different characters in the same play, though, because there was like four people in our group.
Yeah.
Like our drama class or whatever.
So wait, you had multiple roles?
Yeah, I was like talking to myself, like, what do you mean? And she's like, don't leave, sir. Like, it's like so stupid.
Wow, it's so avant-garde. It's so amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You were like, it was like the movie Split before that even came out.
Yeah, or like Jean-Claude Van Damme in that movie Body Double, whatever that movie was, where he had his twin brother. Yeah.
Exactly. What is that? Yeah. Oh, God,
I
what
forget.
Is it? Double
Trouble or something like that.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's usually what they're called.
Yeah, interesting. Oh, God. Wow, that's great.
You were never in a play growing up?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, growing up, I was never in, like, high school plays.
Nah, this was, like, when I was a kid. I was, like, seventh grade.
Yeah.
Maybe,
so. Oh. I was in the Nutcracker. I was one of the soldiers.
Double Impact.
That's it, Double Impact. I was in a couple plays. I don't... whatever.
No lines? That you can remember?
No. My brother was like in the play because I would be like a freshman while he was a senior, you know? Mm-hmm. Like we were always in school like that. And then he got like the king nutcracker. I don't know what it was, but you kill the rat king. You're the main nutcracker that kills the rat king in the nutcracker. So he got all the limelight. He got the praise. And I was one of the soldiers walking line behind him, you know. And that was it. They put lipstick on my cheeks in like red circles to make me look like a nutcracker. And
that's hilarious.
Yeah. He's like Alec Baldwin. And I'm like, you know. What's the other one's called?
Well, there's 13.
Yeah, the other
one.
Bald one. Yeah,
not bald one.
Who's the one from? Who's the one
Baldwin.
From?
They're like
Silver.
15 Baldwin brothers.
Yeah. Huh?
Nah, I don't know. There's a movie where he.
Who's in Biodome?
I'm gonna guess there's a Daniel Baldwin.
No, I'm not Daniel Baldwin.
There's Billy Baldwin.
I'm Stephen
Baldwin.
I'm Stephen Baldwin. Oh. I've been in some hits, you know.
I was Stephen in Baldwin was in that step Sliver movie or whatever.
Sliver.
Remember he had like all the cameras in like that building and Sharon Stone was in it?
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that movie.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember from Usual Suspects and Biodome. And there you go. Two
isn't
hits.
Isn't that Billy Baldwin?
No, that's Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, well then Billy Baldwin's in the other one then.
Sliver.
Whatever. Yeah, it's a different one. Different Baldwin.
Is it
Sliver.
A different Baldwin?
Yeah.
Is it Daniel Baldwin?
I don't know, dude.
Is a Daniel Baldwin?
Yes.
I knew
Baldwin.
It.
Yeah, well, Daniel Baldwin looks like Alec Baldwin with a bee sting. I'm like,
That's what.
Ow.
He,
yeah.
Like
he,
oh yeah. Yeah. I've seen him in a movie before. I forget what it was.
That's sad. Drone was caught on camera walking a dog. The owner apparently didn't feel safe enough leaving his self-quarantine, so he rigged his dog's leash to his drone and walked him remotely. Look at this picture. You know how happy
I saw that on the online. Yeah, that was awesome.
He's so stoked.
I was like, wow, the future.
Cute little dog.
You could just tell this is what's going to happen. That dog could totally rip that drone down if it like wanted to chase a squirrel.
I don't know. It looks like it's trying and it's not winning.
No way. Got to be a pretty big drone, though.
It is a big drone.
Yeah.
It's like a legitimate drone, not like a crappy little Groupon drone.
Uh-huh. Exactly. How you feeling, Greg? I heard a cough.
Yeah, I feel amazing.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Same cough I've had for 3 months.
Oh, yeah, I know. Do you still cough when you laugh? Because every time I laugh,
yeah,
I cough
all the time still. Yeah, I haven't stopped.
I know. Awful. All right. Well, here you go. There's the feed. Thank you very much, Izzy. Today, we are going to try our hand. God knows how it's going to go. We have no clue. This whole thing is it's unknown to us. So we're going to try a round of quarantine to flower power. Okay, we're going to try to get your sex stories while on quarantine. We're going to try to figure out where you did it. I think we should do location. And we'll try to find out who that is. Later on in the show. So if you were comfortable talking about you having sex with someone on quarantine, we're going to chit-chat with you later on in the show, probably about 7:30. Make sure you listen up for it. Should be a good one. 876-3692 is the phone number. You can always text in BS in your message. 69187. Here's Sublime. Oh, no. You know what? We'll have to get to Sublime right after the break. I'm looking at the time. So we got a break here.
Did you pay for it? Then shut the f*** up. It's BS in the morning.
Can I tell you guys about a current problem I'm having?
Okay.
Because...
Is it about your butt again?
No, it's not about my butt.
Okay.
What was my butt the first time?
Well, like the five times.
Five times?
Yeah, the issues with green apple splatters.
Oh, yeah, no, the diarrhea stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good right now.
Okay, good.
Look, I have like a new routine with this whole coronavirus thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We come in here into work. I'm touching the board that everybody else touches, right? And I don't like that. So I sanitize the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I'm wearing gloves. I call them the, hey, can I take your order gloves?
Yeah.
You know, got those on.
Those are sandwich gloves.
Yes. Yeah, sandwich gloves, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you worked in a sub shop. You know what kind of gloves I'm wearing. I don't like touching this thing. I don't know. I don't like touching this thing before.
Yeah, everyone touches that thing.
It's gross, right? We don't know who's, you know, right in here and out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I know paper. Mateo, hit me up with a piece of paper.
The pen's going to slide out of your glove hands.
So anyway, when I get home, I shower before I come in here. Thank you, sir. I shower before I come in here, and it's like a light shower. I call it a light shower. You know,
okay.
I don't wash my hair. I get my armpits and my nads.
Yeah,
and I wash my face.
Get the essentials.
Mm-hmm. Anything oily, greasy, and or comes in contact with another piece of flesh. That's what I wash, and then I come in here. But I have good pairs of underwear and bad pairs of underwear. So I put on my bad pair of underwear before I come in here.
Okay.
So when I get home, I immediately shower a good shower and then put on the good pair of underwear. The bad pair of underwear I characterize as like the elasticity is going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Around the band.
I have good underwear and bad underwear.
All right. Well, I'm here touching the board with these gloves on and stuff. And right now, my ass is hanging out because my elasticity in my underwear is going down. And I'm sitting here. I don't want to touch my butt. I don't want to touch my underwear. I don't want to touch my pants. I don't want to touch any of that right now.
We're not going to pull your pants up for you.
I'm not asking you to. Just saying, I'm sitting here hanging out. And I can't do anything about it right now.
Try doing a very low squat while clenching your butt cheeks together. And then, yeah, exactly. And try to pop up from the squat and it should possibly lift them a little bit.
Is this what you do?
It's the first thing that came to mind if you don't want to use your hands. You can use your forearms to slowly shimmy the pants up. There you go. Is that working a little bit while you're doing the squat? You have to You have to thrust forward, though, and clench the butt cheeks so that the pants don't get stuck on the butt cheeks.
I don't want to rub up against anything in here either.
You don't have to. You have plenty of room.
I feel like this is how guys with no arms put their pants on.
Is it really not working for you?
No, it's not.
How?
It's my butt.
You're a lost cause, man.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm just going to let my ass hang out. That's Greg, see what you don't have to worry about as being broadcasting from home?
Yeah, I don't have to worry about anything.
We always see Greg's ass.
Well, Greg's ass is hanging out, and we don't have to look at it right now. You wearing pants, bro?
Boxers.
Oh, man.
Oh, you have undies on today.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You mean boxer briefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why, would you think less of him if he had boxers
Absolutely,
on?
Absolutely, yeah. We had this conversation yesterday.
I know, but...
If a grown man wears boxers, what's that about? It's weird.
I mean, he can wear boxers, right?
I think after the age of 19, you better upgrade to boxer briefs. Boxers
what about
are
briefs?
Such like a little kid thing, you know, like a high schooler thing.
What about briefs?
Like just like whitey tidies?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Not a fan.
Why not?
I just personally don't like them on dudes.
All right. Greg, you own any briefs?
No.
Right. You do, don't you?
No, I don't own any briefs.
You probably do.
Why would you think I own briefs?
That's probably your bad underwear.
What? You think my bad underwear is briefs?
Yeah.
No, I don't own any briefs.
You would totally wear
I don't.
Briefs.
I got a rotation going.
I could see your wife going to the store and being like, babe, these were on sale.
No. I buy my own underwear. I don't
briefs
wait for my wife
like
to buy.
Briefs with bacon on them.
No. I buy my own underwear. I buy it at Costco. It comes in packs of four. Yeah. And I just...
In the brief section.
I try to get different colors so I know which color is the old one and which colors are the new ones.
Really?
Yeah. Because when I look in there, I know all the black ones are loose and old. And
wow.
I know all the gray ones now are the good to go ones. Soon the gray will be the old crap ones. And then I'll go back to probably black. Those are usually the cheaper ones.
Oh, guys, underwear is so simple compared to women's underwear.
Well, yeah. That's how
we have like
play
patterns
it.
And lace and frillies and bows. And
I know. I like it. It's
all
great.
This other kind of stuff.
I like when ladies take a little time with it, you know?
Yeah, that's nice.
Hey, let's talk to this fifth man. He wants to weigh in on my underwear. where the hell is it? It's been a while since we talked to him.
I don't know. Is he still the right wing darling, Ben?
Yo, right wing Ben. How you living right now, bro?
Huh?
How you living right now?
All right. I picked up a new job.
Oh, so now you can pay Greg back?
Yeah.
Great.
What are you doing?
I'm putting together kids' schoolyard playgrounds. At elementary schools.
I'm glad we put you in charge of that. Jesus.
Hey, they're not my kids.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's worse.
Awful.
How do you like it? Is it a fun job?
No, but it pays really well.
Yeah, okay.
It does? Wow.
Yep.
All right, cool. Hey, turn down your radio, right wing Ben. Appreciate it. Thanks. Stop listening to yourself, you narcissistic bastard.
Sorry.
It's okay. So, you want to talk about my underwear?
You're worried about catching some flu virus?
Oh, okay. You're one of these.
Yeah, because...
Of course he's one of these.
The death rate is not out of control like they want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same statistics as swine flu.
As swine flu?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Look it up.
The truth is, I'm an idiot.
Okay.
120 people died.
120 people died?
I think so.
You mean 700,
over 700
so
deaths
far.
Right now.
Yeah. And it went up by 10,000 since yesterday morning.
So how many since yesterday morning?
10,000. And that's, okay.
Wait. All right.
The truth is, I'm an idiot.
Globally.
In the country.
No, in the United States.
We have 10,000 more people affected since yesterday. It's been going up 10,000
people
every day.
How many out of those 10,000 have recovered?
No.
Or
it doesn't matter if they recover. There's 17% on ventilators.
They can, still give it to people.
Do you like breathing without a machine?
They'll die from it.
Do you like breathing without a machine is right. Yes, people die from it is right. Dude, there's 53,000, over 53,000 cases as of right now, this morning, in the United States. And you know those numbers aren't correct because there's not enough tests to go around.
Hey, can you sterilize $80 and put it under my mat before you die?
Seriously.
How are you going to sterilize anything when you can't even buy a bottle of Lysol anymore?
You can put it in the oven, man. I told you that. 170 degrees or something for 30 minutes. make those.
Buy a bottle of Lysol on eBay for $65. It'll come to you 2 months later, after everything's done, after it all blows over.
Yeah, I love it. Where are you? Are you still up in Moapa?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you're in better shape than we are down here in Vegas. You got less people.
Yeah, the good thing is you can't catch it from horses, they said, too. So that's good.
Well, it's a good thing I don't have any horses.
That's really good. That's
good.
Great.
Thanks.
All right. Well, hey, you know, maybe while you're putting together this child's school playground equipment, you should learn something at that school and not be a complete and utter waste of society and read.
What am I going to learn at an elementary school?
Well, they're smarter than you are, right, Ben? I think they can teach you something.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty confident about the whole thing.
You're pretty confident, huh?
Why don't you read up on some stuff before you start mouthing off nonsense and risking your life?
He doesn't know how to read.
You know how to read, right, Wing Ben?
Yeah.
He knows how to read.
Mm-mm.
Do you know percentages, right, Wing Ben? What's bigger, 0.1% or 2%?
Why am I getting math questions all of a sudden?
There you go.
Because it's your life, bro, and it's other people's lives. It's just because you might not.
Because you're saying it's my life and I need to know percentages?
Yeah, it could kind of save your life.
Well, it's 20 times more deadly than the flu. You said it was the same as the flu. It's not.
Yeah, right, exactly. Don't you want to read up on something before you just start repeating nonsense from some moron in a basement?
You're not the pillar of health either, Ben. I think if you get it, you and I are in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben. Don't you smoke? You dip, right? Don't you dip?
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, I chew.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're not.
You can get syphilis from that.
You're not.
Syphilis? How am I going to get syphilis from that?
From the prostitute you're dating.
Yeah.
That's right. How you doing? How's are you still dating the prostitute?
No.
No, man, I'm sorry to hear. Didn't work.
I can't believe that didn't last.
Yeah, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you, bro.
I kind of dropped her out. Like, screw this, I'm out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I ran out of money, I'm out of here.
Yeah. Like, I got it's time to break up with you until I get paid next week.
Hey, exactly.
Hey,
right. Break up with you on layaway.
Yeah, I didn't pay her, sorry.
Okay. Well, hey, Right Wing Ben, it's still good to talk to you. I still enjoy your presence. Yeah. You're not the only one, Greg. Good point. Right Wing Ben, it's still great to talk to you. I missed you talking. And please, before you start getting on there and spouting off some real dumb crap, you should read something from a doctor with like a degree and not like a Dr. Pepper kind of doctor, you know?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dr. Pepper. I mean, hell.
All right, buddy. Take it easy. There goes Right Wing Ben. That man's in charge of putting together swing sets for your kids.
Delightful waste of time.
Yeah, start feeling better about that. Let's go to this guy who I'll bet money this guy has more brain cells than Right Wing Ben.
We want you, Shane.
Shane the Pegger.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man. Hey, what are you Shane. Doing?
I'm on my way to work right now.
All right. What do you got?
Yeah, I wanted to give a quick tip because, the more info, the better. But if you don't have any Lysol, I had to wait in line at Walmart for like an hour for a bottle of concentrate. But, use an old hair straightener. Burn your money. It makes it crisp and sterilizes it.
So use an old hair straightener to straighten out the bills, and it'll sterilize the bills.
Yeah, flat iron. Yeah, burns everything clean and makes it all nice and crisp.
Okay. Okay.
What 9-year-old girl taught you that one, Shane?
I don't know what if that's 100% true, but that is good to know. Thank you, Right Wing Ben.
No problem at all.
Thank you. Not Right Wing Ben. Shane the Pegger. Got it. Practicing on dolls. Let's go to this guy.
The very being that personifies this very energy. It's with us right now.
Steve. Steve couldn't hold on. He had a question for Greg. Do you know what it was, Mateo, or no?
It's about percentages. He was just going to go on a rant.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Well, hopefully he agrees with Greg.
He does, and he's going to call in probably and be like...
Yeah, is this the guy who's like, you know...
Backwards math guy?
Yeah, of course. Those guys always have our phone number. Yeah. All right. Well, if you want a phone number, 876-3692 is it. You can always text in BS in your message, 69187. Boy, that one took a turn. Started with my underwear, and it ended with sterilizing cash with a hair straightener.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
What's wrong with you people? You're promoting a mental sickness. People like you should have been aborted years ago. Go die.
Wake up with BS on Comp 92.3, the rock station.
Hi, this is Stephen Wright, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. That's it.
Some positive news. Did you see that Tesla bought a bunch of ventilators from China and sent them to LA? That's cool.
No.
1,255 ventilators. It's not just Tesla. There's a bunch of companies that are doing this as well.
That's great.
Yeah, I guess that also...
Social media.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What's up, Craig?
No, nothing.
You got a bunch of car companies going to be pitching in as well. I know Ford is making a bunch of shields.
I saw that,
can, yeah, shield your face from all this stuff. So a lot of people are trying to chip in, but it just seems like it's going to take too long. So everyone's like, why did he buy them from China? All that kind of stuff. Because China's got them, bro. And I know Tesla's trying to make ventilators, but I'm sure this is the immediacy kind of a thing. So, hey, you get free ventilators. Take free ventilators now at this point. So 1,255 ventilators delivered from Tesla.
It's scary. I know you guys had to deal with that with the last flu, especially Greg, but I've never had to deal with anything respiratory, knock on wood. And that just sounds awful. Like, to feel like you can't breathe, I can't imagine how scary that has to be.
Yeah, well, Craig, you had it worse than anyone. What was that like?
Awful. Like, I would have went to the emergency room if I had insurance.
Really? Like, to get on some kind of oxygen?
Yeah, because I couldn't breathe, man. I just could not breathe for days. Like, I mean, it was real hard. And I can't even imagine what this is like for these people that need a machine or whatever.
That you're sitting there coughing, or does it feel like you're breathing through a straw?
Every time you breathe in, you cough, and then it's just nothing coming in because it feels like all the, I don't know, the air sacs, whatever, full. You know, it's just like then there's nowhere for the air to go.
Jeez.
Can't believe you didn't pass
out. It was a big time struggle.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Well, how many days of work did you miss when you got this thing?
Well, I mean, if you count the weekends, it was less, but I would say it was about 10 days, right? Or, I mean, 10 days total.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Yeah, and I think I took, I think work was about 6 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Five, maybe, I don't know.
Unbelievable. Yeah, this one, this seems a little bit more severe, like, because it specifically attacks the lungs, where the last time, I think... whatever happened to you was a byproduct of whatever you had. You know what I mean? It was like, this one goes for your lungs.
In severe cases, yeah, absolutely.
In severe cases, yeah. Yeah, dude.
Well, I think it's like 16 to 17% of the cases. That's a lot. I mean,
right, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was just reading about a school principal, 36 years old, who died.
Yep.
And you're like, oof, man, that is
I mean,
real
again,
young.
It's not like... And I mean, it's not like the overwhelming is young people, but there's still plenty of young people in there. It's not like it's just old people. I don't know why people keep saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. Real, real.
I think it's because they keep comparing it to the flu.
Yeah, I know.
And I mean, the flu, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, it's going to affect older people more. Well, in terms of like losing their lives. You know what I mean?
Yes. Absolutely. There is a... what is it? I think it was Business Insider. Which they lean to the left, but they put out this video of what the cases actually do. And if I can get the audio here, let me play it for you here. So this is what here's what they were saying in terms of percentage in cases of people that get them here.
According to the World Health Organization China Joint Mission on COVID-19, as of February 20th, 80% of laboratory confirmed cases were mild to moderate. 14% were severe. And 6% were critical. Just to be clear, a mild case of COVID-19 is not like a mild cold. Mm-hmm. The symptoms will still be pretty severe. anything less than needing oxygen puts you in this category. Severe cases do need supplemental oxygen, and critical ones are defined by respiratory or multi-organ failure. The symptoms, treatments, and timelines of having the disease vary, depending on which category patients fall into. So let's break down what having COVID-19 looks like day-to-day for each level of severity. It can take as few as 2 or as many as 14 days after being exposed to the novel coronavirus for the first symptom to develop.
So they're going to go through. We'll put this on our social media. You could go check it out. It was pretty informational, pretty easily explained what the hell they're talking about. But I thought that was insane. Anything less than needing oxygen is known as mild to moderate. Yep. I was like, that's the thing too.
And she said right there, 14%. So whether it's 17, 14, 15, whatever it is.
Well, this is as of February 20th.
But that's 14 out of every 100 people, dude. That's a lot of people. I mean, if you're around a few people, one of them, you know, is going to have you on a ventilator. I mean, that's not like, again, it's not like trying to make people panic, but that's. This whole thing where, like, I'm not going to die. Yeah, but you'll be in a machine. Like,
well,
do you want
not
that?
Even that. You can give it to somebody. And that's what people aren't
caring
about.
Exactly. That's the other thing.
Like, oh, but well, just if it's a lot not of these people that bad, if I don't need a ventilator, it's like, it doesn't matter how it's going to affect you. It matters that you could give it to people that it could seriously heavily affect.
Right.
But there's no rhyme or reason to the ventilator, though. There's healthy. It's not like people are like, oh, well, I didn't smoke or whatever. It doesn't matter. There's people that are, you know, again, not a large percentage, but there's people in their 30s, 40s who are healthy that have, you know, this right now. Carl Anthony Thomas's mom is in a coma right now from it. Now, she's probably older, but that's still, that's another person that we know. Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere. Everywhere.
I felt horrible for him because his mom's in a medically induced coma but at the same time, he started the video with rubbing his eyes. I was like, don't touch your face, bro.
I know.
Don't do that. Don't start that video. And I felt awful, but man, he's got to be vigilant.
I keep hearing this over and over. Well, if it's not going to affect you, it might affect somebody else. But it might affect you. It's that you're not safe just because you're younger. It's not true.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. All right. Well, hopefully we'll have some more upbeat positive stuff. I know I do have some more upbeat news coming at you here, but I know we have the feed. And then, of course, we're going to be trying to do Deflower Power. So, look, if you're having sex, during the quarantine... Hopefully you're quarantined with a loved one.
Yeah.
You're not knocking boots with strangers right now. And we're going to hear about it, and we're going to be playing Deflower Power for that.
During the Rasta party yesterday, I had all the people on there. I was asking him, like, who's been boning during... So many people. They're like, I've never boned this much in my life. So hopefully these people call in.
Dude, you know what? I saw people saying that anybody during the conceived during the quarantine, they're going to call them... Coronials is what they're going to call them.
Oh my God.
Coronials.
Anybody
That's
can see
awesome.
Yeah, dude. Everyone's saying about 9 months' time.
Damn, man. I wish I was locked in here with somebody already. I don't want to bring in any outside sources in.
Nah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Don't do it, Craig. I know you're hitting the end of your rope, bro. But
hey, I was going to tell you about the guy yesterday. I know this is totally off topic, but remember that I told you the cable guy was coming yesterday?
Wait. Can you tell me?
I'll tell you
after the break.
Minutes.
All right. Sure. So tell me in 5 minutes, Greg. Greg was supposed to have someone come over his house yesterday. I was like, dude, what are you doing? We'll talk to Greg about that, and we got the feed coming up next.
Rob Corddry, you're listening to BS in the Morning.
We did it.
Yeah. Oh. It's all right. You got to stay positive. We're going to get through it. It'll be all right, man. Temporary setback. It'll
everybody
be just
does
fine.
What you're supposed to do.
Yeah, just everybody do what you're supposed to do. Exactly.
You'd be done by now, dude. If
stop having people over, Greg. What happened? You were supposed to have somebody over.
Okay.
And I was like, what are you doing?
So I've been quarantining and taking it seriously, you know, like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
But I keep having problems with my internet, man. And like, if, you know, right now, that's the one thing I need is internet, dude. You know?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm like, you know, I've been having problems for the last month or so with it. Like, it's just been slower than I was supposed to. I do speed tests, and it's not what they told me. It was, you know, whatever.
Sure.
So I call them finally because I got a bill, and my bill went up too. Oh, so I guess I had that. Like a promotional deal.
Oh, yeah.
For like a year, and then it goes up to like another $30 or something.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, ugh, what the hell? So I call them, and they're like, well, you know, we have this other one. They said, yeah, your deal's over. But and I tried to get like, oh, but I'm a new person. And I was like, you know, I tried the old, I'm going to cancel or whatever. And they were like, yeah, whatever. And who cares, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, damn it, nothing's working. So I was like, well, all right, well, so what am I supposed to do with this? And it's not even doing what, you know, the speed that I want. And they're like, well, for another few bucks, we have this thing where it's like a, you know, a gigabyte per second, which is like ridiculous. You know
what I mean? Like, yeah, Jesus.
What I've ever had.
Yeah, of course.
It's like 10 times what I have now.
Sure.
So I was like, cool, when can they come out? And they were like, well, we have an appointment for you for Tuesday if you want. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I didn't even think about it. So then the appointment's coming, and I'm like, dude, I have to let this guy in my house?
Oh, you know? No, dude, no, no!
I know. And he's been going to other houses and all this stuff, so I was like sitting in my house. Yeah, exactly. So I'm sitting here, and he was supposed to come between 1 and 4 yesterday. And I was sitting here, and I was like, dude, should I cancel? Like, I think I'm going to cancel because I don't want anybody coming to my house. And like, I don't know, man, whatever. So I called him to cancel. So I was like just thinking about canceling, dude. It's like, I don't know, 10:30 maybe.
Yeah.
I get a phone call and I usually don't answer if I don't know the number, but I answered it. And the guy's like, hey, this is, you know, your cable guy. Is it cool if I come early? Because I'm here now.
Oh, no. So was, he's outside?
Yeah. Oh. It's like, he was like
long,
right down
man.
The street.
What are you doing? Oh,
so
no.
So I was like,
yeah, the house before you probably like, canceled on him.
Yeah, exactly. All the other houses wouldn't open their door. So so then he goes, so then he calls. So he's like, yeah, I'll be right there. So he comes right down the street and he calls again, like maybe 2 minutes later. He's like, hey, I'm outside, but we can't go in the house. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, we can't come inside. I was like, oh, good, because I didn't want anybody to come inside. You know what I mean? He was like, thank God. I was like, so what do we do? And he's like, well, actually, I'm sorry. I'm telling this wrong. This is right before he showed up. He told me this when he called the first time.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, what do I do? And he's like, well, I have to test something outside. You know what I mean? And then you can just leave your old modem outside. I'll leave the new modem, you know, whatever. So the guy shows up like 2 minutes later. I got the modem in the driveway already, right?
Yeah.
Like just sitting out there so he could take it.
Yeah.
So he calls me again. He's like, hey, man. I was like, I'm testing out your thing. But like, I don't have, there's nothing on there or whatever. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, the modem's in the driveway. He's like, no, I need you to. So I had to go back outside, come back in, hook up the modem again. Yeah. So now I hooked up the modem back. He does all the stuff. I bring it back outside again, leave it in front of my door. And then all of a sudden I just hear like a knock on my door, like bing, bing, like on my gate. Cause I have like this, security door.
Yeah.
So I hear like a bing, bing. And I go out there, and there's just a modem sitting there. And he's like just peels out. I was like, this guy just doesn't want to get it, whatever.
Hell
you know,
no, he doesn't want to get it.
He's smart, dude.
No, he's awesome. So smart.
Okay, so I go out there, and it's not just a modem sitting there, and it's not just a box. It's like a box, but it's like airtight cellophane, you know what I mean? Like box,
yeah.
The thing. In there, and it was like perfect. So I took it out and I hooked it up, and everything worked. And then,
that's awesome.
So he calls me back from down the street because he's supposed to install it, you know?
Yeah, dude, no way. If I were him, I'd do the exact same thing.
So he calls me back and he's like, have you got that thing hooked up yet? And I was like, I don't know, it's blinking. And he talked to me for a few minutes and I got it ready, and then like I was able to do it. But the guy never actually came in my house.
Good,
that's
okay,
good.
So, all right, great.
Yeah, poor guy's
pretty
probably
awesome.
Terrified.
So, dude, he did.
Dude, he's probably
he was like laughing at me. He was laughing at me for leaving the modem in the driveway. But I was like, dude, I don't know what else you're supposed to do. I thought you told me to.
No, so. Bro. By the way, I wish all the cable guys were like this.
Yeah.
Like even not during the coronavirus. Like I don't want anybody in my house.
Yeah. Well, I gotta get a shout out to them, dude. I would say their name, but they pay Sparks and not me. But it was a very good thing.
Yes, they
them.
Do.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah, I wonder if he picked up your old modem like he picks up dog poop, like his hand through the
bag. I would have. I was like dusting it off, too, like, because it looked dusty. I was like, this is kind of embarrassing.
Yeah,
I'm going
to judge you.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly it.
I'm
that's
always how, so yeah. weird when those workers come to my house. Like, I never know what to do. I never know how to act. Do I talk to them?
I know.
Do I converse? Do I stand there? Yeah. When they delivered my furniture, I felt weird just sitting in my room watching them set everything up. So I went downstairs, but then they'd like yell questions to me. And I'm like, should I be up there? Yeah. Should I offer them a drink? Do they want water? Like,
if I'm down there, they're going to think I'm staring at them the whole time.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, it's super uncomfortable. Yeah,
but if I'm not there, they're probably stealing my stuff.
Right, it's like... I
stare at them and watch over them.
You
like a
sit
hawk.
In the room the entire time.
Yeah. I'm that guy though who's like, "Can I help? Like, I want to help. Like, I feel bad,
yeah,
so
I hate
I'm
that
like
guy, dude.
Helping you carry it, and then I feel like I'm in the way, and then I go,
yeah,
I feel like I'm getting in the way. So then I sit down and I'm like, "Can I get you guys water? You guys want some water or something? Can I help you out somehow?
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
You know, I feel
dude. I got a short story. When I was doing the repairs for air conditioning, there was a guy like Sparks who came up on the roof, right, and he's like sitting there watching us, and he's like, "But this, no, you gotta do this or whatever." And I was like, "Dude, come on, man! Like, you know, I don't. It's hard to work with somebody just, you know, asking a question, every single thing you do or whatever."
Yeah.
So he was like, he took the wrench from me. He's like, "No, you gotta tighten it like this, dude." I was like, "Are you sure?"
Okay,
bro?
That's not me. Don't say that. That's
no,
me.
Hold on. So we turned the air conditioner on. And the fan came off. It was like, firing all over the box.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Because this guy's an idiot and didn't know how to tie it in this fan. But I was like, "Whatever, bro. Like, if that's your stuff." You know?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not me. I don't do... No. Okay. How dare you? I don't sit there and take the wrench from people. I sit there and look, anytime I have somebody like a service person come over.
Yeah. Wait, doesn't that need a 3.2 regulator? I feel like that's the wrong one.
That's not at all what I say. I use it like...
I read this on Google.
Okay. I hate you very much. Do I ask a lot of questions? Yes. I do the opposite. I ask a lot of questions to try to learn. I don't try to... commandeer whatever is going on.
Yeah, but their job isn't to teach you. Their job is to just get their job done and get out.
Yeah. False. Their job is to teach me. When I'm paying them, I'm going to be learning.
Oh, my God.
This is the last time you're coming over, bro. I will learn every single trick and technique that you're doing to fix this pipe.
That's why they don't want to tell you, dude.
Right.
I don't care. I'm paying you right now.
If I knew these guys just pressed a button on here to connect a long time ago, I wouldn't even need them.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
You don't want people to know.
I know you don't want me, but guess what? I'm paying for a master class right now. I'm about to learn this whole thing so you never have to come over my house again.
Do you tip them?
Wait, well, it depends on who it is. If someone's I wouldn't tip the guy.
I wouldn't tip the internet guy. I don't think that's a thing.
No. If they're moving something in and out of my house, I would, but just leaving a modem in my driveway, I just felt weird about the whole thing anyway, and I was like, "What are you going to take the money?" I mean, I don't know.
What about a plumber? You tipping a plumber?
No.
I never had a plumber come over, to be honest. Oh, yeah, I have. I don't remember if I
tipped
him.
I'm not tipping a plumber.
Yeah,
they make $900 an hour. I'm not tipping a plumber. I'll tip the delivery guys because they're lifting some heavy things.
Yeah, I tip delivery guys. That's the whole purpose of a tip. It's for me.
What?
It's the delivery guy. Like, if I go to a place and get carryout, why am I tipping you, dude?
Right.
The whole point was for the delivery.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, even when I was a waitress and people would call in to do an order to go and they'd pick it up and they'd tip me, I'd be like, "Why are you tipping me? I didn't do anything."
I know.
Oh,
it's
I
so
tip.
Weird.
I tip a dollar if I pick up. Even when I pick up. I just
Out of shame, sometimes I do the dollar.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, out of shame.
Yeah, it's a shame dollar. They get you.
If there's a fifth man or woman out there that's listening that is in the service industry, in terms of, like, we're talking about, like, internet guys and, you know, people bringing furniture in and out and that kind of stuff, what is the actual, what do you want? Do you want us to sit there with you or do you want to be left alone? Because I am genuinely curious. I feel awkward. I always try to make myself look busy. I'm like, I don't want to watch TV because, like, if they have to ask me a question, I don't want them to feel like they're interrupting me. So I just stand there awkwardly in my kitchen.
No.
Trying to look busy.
Nope. If I have dudes in my bedroom, I'm not leaving them alone. I'm in there and I'm watching every single thing. But honestly, if I have dudes like set up a bedroom set, I'm staying in there. It's already weird enough that I got strange men in my bedroom. I'm not leaving.
I think it's fun.
I'm hanging out with them right there. I'm keeping my eye on them the whole time.
I don't know.
I think it's fun to play weird things though. Like if you play porn from upstairs when they're downstairs or something, you're just like,
dude, what are you doing?
What are you talking? No.
I used to play weird things all the time.
No.
You play porn when, dude, you're the creeper.
I didn't do porn. That's a good idea. But I did like weird movies and stupid sounds and things. They're like, what the hell's going on up there? You know?
Oh God, you're the worst. Now I know why they're like, I just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
They probably already knew. They didn't want to come inside.
That's probably, you're known in the cable community.
Yeah, right?
He's actually going to every other house but yours, Greg.
Probably. That's fine. Hey, look, dude, I told him immediately. I was like, man, that's the best news I've heard all day, dude, that you weren't coming in here because I was worried about it. I almost called him canceled.
I love it. All right, we got the feed coming on up here in 3.5 minutes. It's Comp.
The Feed with Izzy.
The Senate have finally reached an agreement on a stimulus package. It's $2 trillion worth, but they have not given any other info out yet.
Jeez, $2
trillion. $2 trillion.
We all get 30 bucks.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
At least it came to an agreement, though. It means we're getting something.
You know, I saw it was based off your tax returns, though. What about people that, like, you know, haven't had a job or just, like, you know, screwed or whatever? Or if you're on disability or something, I don't know. Like, people that don't have it.
I read an article.
Okay. I was reading it out loud
to Sparks because I'm not 100% sure that this was this stimulus package. I'm not confirming that at all. The wordage was confusing with that. That said, it was a $2.5 trillion. So I don't know if that was maybe something they had come up with that they decided to tweak. But in that one, that said that people that were on disability or unemployed or anything like that are still getting money.
Okay.
That also said that people that made, you know, over $75,000 last year as a single filer, $150,000 for a joint filer, and $112,500 as the head of household would have to pay back this stimulus over the next 3 years. But the people below, it didn't say anything about that. So.
So Sparks got to pay it back, but we don't.
I'm not 100% sure that this is this one. A lot of articles are saying that they didn't release any other information on this one, so that may have been different. I don't know if those things are staying the same in this or not, but I read that somewhere when it was a $2.5 trillion one.
By the way, 100% sure. I can't wait to take my money. damn you, Greg. Look at this. No, honestly, you said a $2 trillion stimulus package.
Yes.
I'm looking at the GDP of countries.
Okay.
Canada in 2019, their GDP was $1.83 trillion. So we're about to write a check more than the gross domestic product of Canada. South Korea.
Yeah, I think that's like 10% of our entire thing, isn't it, or something? Or?
We had $22.2 trillion. So yeah, 10%.
Yeah, so it's 10%.
Isn't that nuts? Unreal. This is a lot of money being talked about.
I heard it might come up to, and I heard there might be $6 trillion in stimulus. I mean, if you go through all of them.
Well, what's insane is like, that's a ton of money. That's an amount of money I can't even imagine
to the market.
In my mind. And we're still individually not getting a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. There's just a lot of people.
No, totally. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're gonna pump $6 trillion, and if you include the market, what they're pumping in the market is what I'm saying. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But
wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So the other, just some countries on this list who have a gross domestic product of less than $2 trillion. You have Canada, South Korea, Russia, Spain, Australia, Mexico, Indonesia, and then you have the Netherlands, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland. You know, you just go right down the list, which is crazy. That amount of cash is going to be thrown out here. That's why this is, look, even if you're an idiot and you think this isn't a big deal, medically speaking, it's a huge deal, economically speaking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, whoa, dude, the impact will be felt for generations. You're adding $2 more trillion worth of debt. That's, you know, your grandkids will have to foot that bill, you know, kind of a thing. So it's a huge impact.
Yeah. That's scary.
Dude, I saw this exponential numbers about how the cases have gone up in the U.S., and I wish, damn it, I should have retweeted it so I had it. But it's crazy. Like, it goes like the first week 20, the second week 100, the third week, you know, 200. Then it's like up to 50,000, like at the end of it.
Yeah, just
it's
instantly.
Just nuts,
yeah.
The exponential growth.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll be over 100,000 by Friday.
I mean, if you think. That's what I'm going to say. If you're thinking a couple weeks ahead, I mean, we're talking about probably 250,000 people here in about 2-3 weeks, you know? Mm-hmm.
Correct, yeah. If you're going out and you don't stay at home.
Yeah.
Right. And then
I'm thinking it's the ones that were already at when they told you not to already, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it takes anywhere from between 2 and 14 days to show up, you know, then what'd you do two weeks ago? You're now just going.
That's what I mean.
You know, you could potentially now just start showing up. And the testing, we all know the testing numbers aren't true. So it's probably 10 times the amount of
cases. They're not testing really very much. So,
exactly. Yeah. So that's what the whole thing's bananas, dude. So you take that 50,000, it's really 500,000 already.
Right.
All right.
Some positive news.
Yeah, thank you. I need some right now.
The Michael Jackson estate is donating $100,000 to Three Square here in Nevada to help with more food donations for people in need.
Oh, that's crazy.
Who's
amazing.
Doing that? I'm sorry. I missed
the Michael Jackson estate.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. Cool. Thanks. Right. Whoever's running the estate now.
Yeah,
Dito,
that's awesome.
Whatever you're doing. I don't know who's got it. Who do you think's
so
got
that's
it?
That's what, 300,000 meals, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's good.
Your quick math.
Good job. Good job, whoever's running the Michael Jackson estate. By the way, real quick, did you see that Pornhub has given...
free premium?
No. Well, yes. But also, they gave coronavirus workers in New York City 50,000 masks.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
And free premium.
That's great.
So where the hell is Pornhub getting these masks from? How come Pornhub can get the masks, but nobody...
Maybe they're fetish masks.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, I was going to say, they're probably like Eyes Wide Shut masks.
It's kind of hard.
Ones that come on sticks.
Yeah, it has like a giant beak, you know, or something.
Oh,
like,
God, those are scary. Yeah, I don't like those. Something that's not dealing with coronavirus or the U.S. for a change.
Yeah.
Russia just passed a bill that would keep Putin in power until 2036. His current term was set to end in 24. So this means he'll be 83. When he's done.
Yeah, he, you know, it's what his people wanted. He's a fairly elected official, and I'm sure it wasn't corrupt at all, and how that was passed.
Yeah, hasn't he already? It said he's already been in power for 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know what you're... It's a dictatorship. You know, they vote for Kim Jong-un as well.
And it said the vote was like 300-something to zero. So everybody agreed.
Yeah, if you disagree, you get murdered.
How insane.
You get murdered. Putin murders people outside of Russia. If you talk bad about him.
Yeah, he kills people in Europe all the time.
In Europe all the time.
That's insane.
And they leave a trademark so they know it was him. And he just sits there and laughs about it. Yeah, no. Putin is one of the most evil people on planet Earth. He's a dictator, and there's no other way to say it. He's a piece of human garbage.
Sad thing is, there's even way more evil people than that loser.
But. Of course. Yeah. Yes. Yes, exactly.
I don't understand why Russia gets propped up like they're this huge superpower when their GDP is lower than California. That's ridiculous.
Russia, $1.67 trillion last year. I know that because the numbers are still up from the first
chump
story.
Change, dude.
Well, we're about to give
Spark
out for
spends
free.
It on coffee.
Oh, would you stop, you son of a bitch? I don't even drink coffee. You know that. I don't have that much money.
Missed anything from the show? Hit up the full show podcast uploaded every day. Show on iTunes.
I can listen to it whenever I want.
And comp.com/BS podcast. Hey, cool cats. You on the Facebook.com? Us too. Let's be friends, bro, at BS Morning Show.
This song puts me in a good mood. Plus, we want to talk about you knocking boots. We're going to play into Flower Power, which means we need at least three ladies. Now, look, it's hard to get three ladies on the phone here. We get it, okay? Usually we talk to the fifth man, not the fifth woman. But if you're a fifth woman and you're in quarantine and you've been bumping uglies and you want to talk about it, we want to hear about it, all right? We're going to be playing a round of, what is it? Is it? It's the Flower Power, but essentially we're going to be trying to figure out, you know, Mateo's going to pick a lady who had sex in the washer machine or something. You know, we'll look for the
quarantine.
Location. Exactly. And what we'll do is we'll try to figure it out in a roundabout way, ask you questions. Normally, we'd hook you up with a prize, but let's be honest.
Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be a woman this time, right? Because is anybody in quarantine or does it have to be a chick?
I'd rather talk to ladies about the sex.
Oh, I'd rather talk to ladies always, but I'm just saying.
I'd rather talk to the guys.
Well, we'll see what we get. We'll probably get some. Usually, when we do,
why don't
this,
we have a mix?
Because it's not as fun. I don't want to hear about a dude. He's like, yeah, brr, you know.
You think I want to hear about a girl?
Yeah,
I do.
Girls are hot.
Mm-hmm. I hate you.
Guys
so
are
much.
Gross.
Yeah, are so guys stupid. Are gross.
Guys are gross. They're so gross. You tell me, Izzy. Would you rather hear or?
I've never heard a guy sound like that in real life.
Really?
No.
No thanks.
No.
No.
Guys don't usually make sounds, you know? They're just focused.
What?
Guys don't make sounds? Until, what are you having sex with a mime? What are you doing here?
Well, they are homeless. It probably is a mime.
Yeah. No, in my luck. But a mime has a job, so.
Right.
That's true. That's right.
I found this guy in the park. He's been doing the rope for like an hour.
Exactly. Yep. Izzy's dream boyfriend is a mute.
Yeah. When he gives mouth hugs, he does that window. He does that window thing.
I hate my life. Please, coronavirus, take me.
Hey, mime, isn't it time for you to be trapped in a box? Get upstairs.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, 876-3692. It's time for you to call on in here if you're a lady. Or let's get one guy for Izzy, okay? I know there's definitely some dudes willing to talk about sex. It's just more fun for, I guess, Greg and I.
Well, and everyone listening.
That's right. Good point. Well, we're tapping out our fifth man audience right now. No, 876-3692. Let's get you calling in here. Quarantine sex. Have you had it? We're going to be asking you to play a game with us called The Flower Power. Usually, we have three ladies on here, but we'll get a guy on there for Izzy.
Thanks.
And it'll probably be two other dudes pretending to be women. That's usually who is calling in on this whole thing, but it should be fine. We're going to try to guess which person it is who had sex in a certain location. So if you're cool with that, we're going to give you about 4 minutes to be a leader, to talk about something other than facts and statistics about the coronavirus. We want to know how you're bumping uglies during quarantine. Let us know. 876-3692. Disturb. Now it's calm.
Hey, it's William Shatner. You're listening to BS in the Morning. You finally admit it.
Boy, I hope William Shatner's fine throughout this whole thing. He's an old man. How old is Shatner? Is he in his 90s by now? What?
I think he's late 80s. I thought it was maybe 90.
Late
I thought it was
late 80s. Let's see. William Shatner.
You want to take a guess?
Okay. I haven't looked.
I've got it up.
I'm changing my thing. I say 83.
Okay.
I'm seeing 90. I think he's older than you think.
Greg wins Price of Right rules, but he is 89.
89.
Wow,
damn,
man.
Shatner's an old man.
He was born in 1931.
Yeah. He was in his 40s or something when Star Trek popped up.
He was alive when Hitler was alive. That's insane.
Yeah. Hitler's not that.
Hitler
wasn't that long ago, people.
I know, but it seems that long ago. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
with how much we've progressed, it's just like, wow. He was alive in 40, you know, in the 40s.
I mean, yeah.
Women couldn't vote back then, right? Like, weren't there like all these things?
Women
God,
could
that
vote
was the best.
Early 1900s, they couldn't vote.
Yeah. Wait. Here we go. When could women vote? Let's check that out. What's your guess? I'm guessing 1929. 61.
I'm kidding.
What are you, high? 1929.
I never paid attention to this stuff. Is it 29?
That's going to be my guess. What's your guess? The women's suffrage movement? What do you think, Greg? When women could vote?
Oh, man. I'll say it was 1997.
It was 1920.
Oh, 1920. Damn it. Should have known.
Roaring 20s.
Yeah, we're back in them, aren't we? So women have only been able to vote for 100 years.
The Voting Rights Act of 1965.
100 years too long.
1965 secured voting rights for racial minorities.
What?
65.
No.
Yes.
No. That's not when, you're saying that's when black people were able to vote?
The Voting Rights Act of 1965 secured voting rights for racial minorities.
No. False.
That's what it says on Google.
Yeah, I know that's what it says on Google, but if you're thinking about the, like, when are you trying to say when were black people able to vote? Is that what you're kind of saying?
No, it's saying racial minorities. It's not saying specifically.
Yeah. No, okay.
It says passed by Congress February 26, 1869, and ratified in 1870.
Yes.
It granted African American men the right to vote.
Right, yes. Women weren't allowed to vote until 1920. So there you have it. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Well, there you have it. Okay. Got it. Hey, back to women banging during quarantine. Hey, we've come a long way. Look at this.
Quarantine.
Exactly. We have zero people on here to play the flower power.
Yeah. Thanks for sucking.
Well, if they were, they'd be calling in.
No, that just means they've had to have sucked once. Well, not even necessarily.
Oh, my God. Well, that means two things. One, no one's having sex on quarantine, which we know that's not true. Or two, nobody wants to talk about having sex on quarantine. So what do you think it is? Do you think no one's having sex on quarantine? I think people are definitely bumping uglies on quarantine. They got nothing to do. They're right. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Doing this whole thing. Look, if you want it, we'll give it one more try. If not, we'll move on. And then Izzy was pitching some ideas on what we could do to pivot and figure this whole thing out. But 876-3692, you can always text in BS in your message, 69187. If you've had sex on quarantine, we want to talk to you. We want to know how that's been going. And we want to get specific on locations and that kind of stuff. So 3.5 minutes, we'll give you a chance to call in here. Let us know.
Hey, it's Norm MacDonald. You're listening. I'm tired now. Hey, this is Norm MacDonald. You're listening to BS in the Morning.
Neil.
Trying to be, I don't know, creative, fun, inventive. We're trying to do some DeFlower Power Corona Quarantine Edition where you're having sex. And we want to talk about, we're trying to find out. We got one lady on the line, though. One. Of course, it's a lady. Normally, I'd expect some dudes. 876-3692 if you want to call on in here and partake in our dumb game. We're just talking about you having sex during quarantine. God knows you are. I hope you are. If not, it could be video chat stuff. I don't care what you're doing.
Everybody yesterday was like, dude, I've never had so much sex in my life. There was like girls saying it, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's nothing to do, like sit at home or something?
Bone, all the bone, eat, and watch TV is what I was seeing on there.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, apparently they don't want to talk about it. Let's talk to Alania? Is that how it is? Alania?
There's nothing to do. Like,
hello. Alania, turn down your radio.
Watch TV.
Hello?
Hello? Alania? Yeah. Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Is this Pamela?
No, it's all...
Elena.
Elena.
It's Elena.
That's pretty.
Hi, Elena. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Just getting my sex on in quarantine. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I felt bad you guys didn't have anybody, so I called in. And
thanks for feeling bad for us.
Oh, that's nice.
Thanks, Elena.
Yeah, I always like a sympathy lay. That's good.
It's
perfect.
It's really great. Number one show in Vegas. I felt bad for you guys.
Sorry about that.
Great.
Well, driving, and I'm trying not to get a ticket.
Why don't you do that? Where are you driving? You going to work?
I'm going to work, yeah.
All right.
You're essential.
I am essential healthcare.
Ah, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing.
Hey, who are you boning in quarantine?
Yeah, let's talk about you having sex in quarantine. What are you doing?
Doing it all over the place. All over the house.
Now, you being a health worker, are you sanitizing the counter before you go on there and stuff? Or
hold on. Go ahead, Greg. Say it again.
No, sorry. I was just sanitizing the counter before he throws you up on there and everything?
Yeah.
The whole house has been completely sanitized top to bottom.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Nice. Who's the bottom?
It depends on where we're at.
Hey!
Elena, are you talking about your husband? Are you having sex with your husband?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. Is he at home or is he essential as well?
No, he's essential as well.
Okay.
He's also in the medical field?
Yep.
Wow. All right,
great.
That's
exhausting.
How do you guys perform things with masks on while you're having sex?
We don't put masks on. That would prevent a whole lot of stuff from happening.
All right.
Hey, do you guys use medical terms and stuff? You're like, hey, why don't you give me that ventilator again or whatever? You know?
Hey, baby, why don't you desanitize me.
Yeah. There you go. Desanitize.
Yeah.
You filthy girl. Hey, Elena, so how much are you having more sex than usual, or is it this on par for the course? Or are you guys kind of like using it as a decompress technique, you know, when you get home, stressful environment?
Yeah, you know, we're sitting at home, can't go anywhere, get bored, you know. Gotta do something. There's only so much Netflix you can watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're
caught up on everything.
I know. It's funny. People are actually watching Netflix now. It used to be like you just have people come over, you know, and then like you'd bone and then you'd never even get to the show.
Yeah.
Now it's like there's so much time on our hands.
Right.
It's like, I guess we'll watch Netflix
in between. Watching shows.
Yeah. Are you having sex every day, or is it is this like once a week kind of thing, or how much are we talking?
Oh, no, like pretty much every day, a couple times.
Hell yeah. A
couple times every day?
Yeah.
Wow. Your husband's loving quarantine. Your husband's like, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Are you kidding? I'm killing him.
All right. Got it. How many hours a day are you working?
I work 8. So does he.
Okay. All right. So you're not pulling in extra hours. So after you come home, he's like in this garage, like, come on, you got to get some energy. She's going to want it again.
Yep.
Yeah. Something like that.
All right. All right. Wow. You vixen, you. All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem.
Feeling bad for us.
Hey, can you video some of this or whatever?
Shut up, Greg. We're alone. Elena, don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Come on, I'm bored too.
Pornhub is premium for free right now.
Better if it's real.
Go enjoy it.
Hey, it's better if I.
They
if
have
I've
amateur
the
on
before.
There. Look up
yeah,
amateur.
Yeah, exactly. Now me and Elena have connected, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Elena, would you ever do it in front of people or no?
I would, yeah.
In what about a stranger?
Can you just open your blinds and tell me your address then?
Elena, would that throw a little extra spice in the bedroom for you, or?
I'm sorry?
If you knew somebody was watching, would that turn you on a little bit or no?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
How's your husband feel about that stuff, or no?
Oh, no, he would not like that.
Okay, got it. So you just don't tell him, is what you're saying. Got it. All right. Wow. Elena seems like she's a freak.
I'm a bit of a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Elena.
Elena, that's great. That sounds great. Is your husband like the more reserved one?
He's a bit, freaky, but he's, you know, private.
Yeah. Mm. So he's not into threesomes or anything like that?
No.
Got it.
Unfortunately.
I was going to say, this chick loves threesomes. I can already tell.
So what are you doing after this whole apocalypse?
God.
Oh,
you're crazy.
Elena, you're great. Okay, all right. Well, I don't want to keep you too long because I know you're driving, and I don't want you talking on the phone while driving, especially during the pandemic. All right. All right, well, thanks. Thanks for being a freak show and calling in and let us
be
know
safe.
About your... Yeah, be safe.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow, Elena. I guarantee she loves... A devil's three-way, too. And that's...
Probably.
You just can tell.
Is there any other kind?
Hey, Elena, where's all the rubber gloves going from the office here?
Yeah, exactly.
The hospital or wherever you work.
Why are we using so much lube for Corona? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly. All right, look, if you want to text in, BS in your message, 69187. Let us know what you think. What's going on? I got some positive news that we're going to be coming back with, and we got Pearl Jam right after the break.
In the morning. Our Twitter numbers are a joke. Go and see for yourself at BS Morning Show.
You know how Amazon is pushing like non-essential stuff back? I think till like April 21st, I believe it was saying, like, if you're not non-essential goods and certain, you know, cleaning supplies or stuff that you need medically, they're pushing it back.
Okay.
Oh, no wonder my fake pineapple never showed up.
Exactly. Oh. Sorry. There you go.
That's okay. Thanks.
Sorry about that. well, you know, I was reading this article about UPS partnering with like a drone delivery service called Wingcopter. Hmm. This thing looks sweet. I'm really looking forward to this. It's like a mini plane. It's not so much a drone where it has like the six propeller blades flying overhead. This thing has... Here, I'll show Izzy a picture of it right now. It looks like a little bird.
That's cute. Yeah.
Looks like a plane almost.
It's a baby plane.
Yeah, they're saying it's a multi... Like a multifaceted delivery fleet. So it can deliver a ton of different packages, a ton of different weights. And I honestly think in the future, UPS is going to be more like an air traffic control service. You know what I mean? Where they're looking at radar and stuff to see where their deliveries are going out rather than, you know, the good old brown trucks that you see driving around all the time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I guess it could take off vertically. It's all electric. It can fly up to 75 miles and can fly as fast as 150 miles an hour.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
How does it not drop stuff?
It wants to drop things when it wants to drop things, but it has like a little carrying device underneath it, you know?
Okay, so they can make sure that they won't drop it when they're going 150 miles an hour.
Well, they set it on top of it and then it just takes off.
Yeah, exactly. It's like
I'm asking a serious question.
That minivan that drives on the road. It didn't get into detail, but I imagine it's, you know.
If it's going 150 miles an hour, you want to make sure that stuff is secure.
Well, yeah.
It's like a flying El Camino.
That's right. They just throw it in the back. It's like that minivan on the freeway with the one guy holding onto the mattress.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I've actually done that before, and it flew out of the middle of the highway.
No! Really?
I swear. This guy asked me, he's like, hey, it was a comic. And, like, you know, they write on the comics are, like, one step away from, like, homeless. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know. They're like skaters, except they don't have a skateboard. Well, they this guy was like, hey, I need to move. And like comics always put stuff on there like, hey, does anybody need to help me with this? Give me a ride. And this comic was like, hey, I need to move a mattress. I was like, I'll help you. I had a Pathfinder at the time.
Oh, wow.
So we like put it on top and put this tiny little string on there. And we're like holding it, driving on the highway. And it flew off in the middle of the highway. We had to like, it was like Frogger. We had to like dodge cars and go out and get it.
Oh, God, you ran out on the highway to go get it?
We had to. It was just sitting in the middle of the highway. It's on this guy's bed, this poor kid.
Oh, my God. So he slept on it after...
Oh, of course, yeah, he had to. This is only bed.
Yeah, what do you expect him to do? I'd save it too.
Really?
Yeah.
There's like road salt next
to
your
face. Put a sheet over it. Okay, whatever.
Put a
mattress
sheet
protector
over it.
To protect you from what's on the mattress.
I've had. What? When have you ever used a mattress protector?
I still have a mattress protector.
No, but in like, not just because you don't want like sweat or whatever getting into the mattress, but like to protect you from whatever's already on the mattress. Have you ever done that?
At hotels, I usually sleep on top of the comforter.
Really?
Yeah. I hate hotels. Ugh, they creep me out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Depends on the hotel. Yeah, I'm like that too if it's not a certain grade of hotel.
Yeah. It's gross. You don't know who's on that. You don't know what they're doing. You don't know if they cleaned it. Ugh.
See, dude, I rented an apartment where... It was fully furnished.
Yeah. That's weird to me.
Yeah, no way.
That's like,
bro,
are these people on vacation and they're going to come home and I'm going to be living here and it was just all a scam?
Well, that's not my reasoning. My reason is because people have been boning all over that furniture. And
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That too.
And here's the thing. I read online after I already signed the lease and stuff because I needed an apartment for a month until the apartment I wanted opened up.
Okay.
So I lived in this apartment for a month. And I was like, oh, it's got a pool. It's cool. I can go swimming in the pool. I can do another thing. I was moving to town. I didn't know anybody. I was just like, I'll just go swim in the pool and hang out, whatever. I get there. I pull up. There's like four shirtless dudes just sitting in lawn chairs. Clearly no job, just sitting there near the pool. I was like, it looks like I'm not going near the pool.
Were they single?
What do you mean single? They were elderly men who were all just sitting there smoking, playing dominoes. I was like, okay, your territory. I'm walking away. So then I go into the apartment, and the neighbor across the hall, who's on oxygen, by the way, and smoking, he's like, yeah, hey, I'd be careful in there. They just... A lot of complaints about bed bugs.
No way. At least he told you.
So I turned around. I went right to the store and I bought a mattress protector that locks the bed bugs in. Yes.
Did you look to see if there were bed bugs on it before you?
Hell no. I immediately just went out, bought it, came back, threw that thing on the mattress.
You know, they're in everything though. Not just the bed. They're on the floors, the carpet, the walls.
Oh.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
I thought they were just they're bed bugs, not wall bugs. I thought they were.
Yeah, no, they're everything bugs.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I threw that sucker on there and it locks them in and it seals it up. And then I was like, okay, I can sleep on this. However, you know what they don't give you? A bed bug pillowcase. So I was like, oh no. So yeah. I know.
Dude, they threw the pillows. They breed in the electrical sockets in the wall.
Oh my God.
So gross.
Dude, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing smelled like a meth lab and I thought it was. And the cops came every night because the neighbor across the hall had COPD. He was on oxygen, but he was smoking every night. So every night I was woken up by ambulance lights going through the window. Yeah. It was a rough place, and I didn't appreciate being there. But that's the one time I've ever bought something to lock whatever was in the mattress in the mattress so I could sleep on it.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. I vowed to myself I will never sleep on a crappy bed ever again. So if I was that comic, I would have just... I wouldn't have risked my life to go get it in the freeway.
Yeah, there's no bed bugs on the highway. It's fine. It was just
Dude. Yeah. There's chemicals. People are spraying down.
Oh.
Like, what city was this in? What city was this in?
Las Vegas.
I don't trust anything on the streets in Las Vegas. You could have said any city. I was going to say that no matter what.
I know.
There's oil and the grease. You know what I mean? It's like things are leaking all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was the same.
BS in the morning. BS in the morning.
I'm not a lady.
Comp 92.3, the rock station. In the morning. Yeah, we don't want to be up this early either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You guys think the vibe is different today? I was just telling Izzy and Mateo over here, Greg, that I don't know, dude. It just seems different today. What do you think?
I feel like it's getting more serious.
Yes.
Yeah.
So more people, it's affecting more people, I think.
Yeah.
You know, people like... We're just sitting around and like all this stuff, and I think now like somebody knows somebody or did you know this and that. And it's getting more home.
This is starting to dawn on people a little bit more now.
I hope so, man. Because I mean, come on, what are the odds? I mean, it's just funny because if people are getting certain that are able to get tests,
yeah.
Not to harp on this crap, but it's so you're telling me it just happens that everybody they test has it, like you know what I mean? It's or like most of them, like you know, like we have a person here, some guy's mom that's famous here, Tom Hanks. I mean, a lot of people have this. Just randomly, people are popping up with it.
You know? Prince Charles is one. Prince Charles.
Yeah, there you go. Prince Charles has it. I mean,
dude, can you imagine if the future king of England goes by this?
But these are the people that are able to get tests. So just imagine, you know, who's not getting tested.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of a super famous person talking about what needs to happen, Bill Gates came out yesterday saying we should have done more to slow down COVID-19, and now he says the shutdown is completely unavoidable. He's saying that we need to complete and utter shutdown in order to save lives.
I mean, we have other countries to learn from it just happened, and we know exactly what's going to happen. So right. I don't know why, you know, it's just the whole thing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So I guess we'll find out what happens here about the whole thing. But he says the message is clear. We have no choice to maintain isolation and then keep going, even at a more radical pace than what we have. Because, you know, they say that the thing is accelerating.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll find out what happens. I'll tell you what, doing this job, it's hard to find any news story that's not related to coronavirus. Nope. It's like, God, I want to do something.
Yeah, we want to distract you.
Yeah, I want to have some fun here. I want to have some fun. You got to check out from this whole thing every once in a while. But it's like, damn, you know, is there anything else? I guess not. Everyone's pulling resources to try to find out, you know, what the hell is going on here. Plus, there's no sports. There's nothing, dude. What have you been doing to distract yourself besides masturbating, Greg? Because apparently,
I got the new COD on sale. The games. First game I've actually bought in a really long time. Last one I bought was Madden like 8 months ago. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool. And then That's pretty much it. I'll probably be returning it.
Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding. I'm saying when I need the money.
Yeah.
That's about it, man. Hanging out with the dog. Took the dog to the park yesterday. I mean, there isn't a whole lot to do.
Was there a lot of people there at the park?
No. You know, it was funny because there was this one guy, though, that had a dog. And, like, the dog was off the leash. And, I mean, I'm not going to yell at the guy because I do it sometimes with Banny, too.
Yeah.
But he saw me, you know, walking with Banny. So his dog's off the leash, and his dog just walks right over, runs over to my dog. I'm like, of course he's going to do that, you know?
Right.
And how does Benny...
Well, they're fine, but they're kind of a little bit with each other, like, you know, that alert face, the dog's like, who's this guy? Who's this guy, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when they run up on him like that.
Yeah, so the guy runs over, and he's like, whoa, like, you know, yelling at his dog. I'm like, dude, the dog... Now he's, like, real close to me, and I don't know this guy, you know what I mean? I'm like, get away from me! So now I'm, like, running across the park on the grass, like, dragging my dog on the leash or whatever. But yeah... There's people there, but usually most people stay away from each other. This guy, for whatever reason, was being reckless.
What are you doing besides playing Halo? We know you're playing a lot of Halo. Is there anything else? I'm not blaming you or anything. I get it.
No.
That's it, Halo? I know. What are you doing?
Halo, cooking, you know, just the normal. It's literally my normal life at home. The only thing that's changed about my life is that I can't go hiking or go to the lake or go climbing.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything else is what I always do when I'm at home.
Interesting.
What about you?
Dude, my life
You've
right now.
You've got kids to entertain.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing is like, okay, I get out of here and I put on, my wife primarily puts on a school teacher, you know, hat and is like, okay, time to teach the kids, you know, trying to count to 30 now.
By the end of this, Sparks is going to be like a professional ventriloquist and a puppeteer.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I'm trying to sit there and entertain them as much as I can. And it sucks. It sucks.
You know what's funny? Is everybody that's like, I know that works in like a business like this, like, well, are creative anyway, like writers and comedians. They're always like, dude, if I ever had time, I'm going to write like my story or whatever. Like, no one's doing anything besides like playing video games and eating.
That's not,
and, like,
dude. No. Yesterday, I texted my buddy who's he works in Hollywood and he's a writer in Hollywood. I texted him a movie idea.
Yeah.
I texted it to him. I want to read it out loud, but I don't know if, you know, he goes, dude, I love it. I don't want anybody to steal it. But it involves the coronavirus and the pandemic and, you know, being in quarantine. But that's the background story. The main story involves a Nicolas Cage.
Oh, boy.
I know. And let me just say, it gets a little Honey Boy-ish, you know, where Nicolas Cage isn't playing Nicolas Cage. But, you know what I mean? So Shia LaBeouf is playing Nicolas Cage and Nicolas Cage is playing someone else. You know what I'm saying? I was
speaking
like,
of movies,
dude.
Have you guys watched that Tiger King movie or whatever everybody's talking about?
Yeah, dude, that Docker series, I finished it the other day.
Was it good?
I'm going to watch it, I think, later, because everybody keeps talking about it.
Dude, it's the weirdest thing. It just gets weirder and weirder. Moonshine hit the nail on the head the other day when he told us about it. It is just what after what after what. Crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking for something to preoccupy you, and it's just basically about a bunch of billhillies, go ahead and watch it.
Dude,
it's the craziest thing ever.
I've been trying to finish... honest to God, I've been trying to finish Curb Your Enthusiasm for about a year and a half.
I just watched the final episode last night.
Oh, okay.
Aren't there like 300 seasons?
No, there's like 12 now, right? Or something? Is it 9
I
or
it was
10? Maybe it's 10.
I don't know.
And then at the same time, I haven't finished Mindhunter. I haven't finished McMillions.
I finished McMillions.
Okay. I have 95 things that I've half started. And every single time I restart an episode, I'm like, where am I on this? I don't even remember what's going on. Wait, he's got a kid? Or wait, what, something happened here? Something happened in Georgia? Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sucks. And I can't finish anything. Why? Because I'm trying to entertain my children who are stuck at home. How many times can we go out in the backyard? Yesterday I gave my son the hose. I was like, just play with the hose. I don't know. Just, I got nothing.
Spray yourself.
I was like, here, just, you know. And he was loving it. He sprayed my neighbor's yard, and I heard somebody yelling. I was like, don't spray over there.
Why don't you get him one of those sprinkler things? So
your neighbor's like, I steal that water when I want to, not right now.
Yeah, right?
I know, yeah. Dude, it was their house, too. Old man is out there always smoking, my neighbor next door. I know, because you could smell it. And you know, he's on the other side of the wall or whatever.
Cigarettes?
Yeah. So, you know, and dude, he's always hacking up a lung. He's always like, if he gets this, he's not looking good. He gets a stiff breeze. He's coughing up. You know, I can't imagine coronavirus. So anyways, my son sprayed over there, and I just heard a, you know. That was probably the highlight of my day. Not like that. But, anyway, I don't know what to do. Now he's bored with the hose. Now I got to give him something else.
Have him do the raw workouts with you and your wife.
And he doesn't like it.
Tell you what, dude, yeah. I haven't really changed my life at all. Like, I'm doing exactly the same thing. The only thing I'm not doing is boning.
Oh, good for you.
Which sucks.
Yeah. But, you know. I think I'm having more sex than everybody here.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Sure. Finally. It's finally happened. We've turned the corner.
Yeah.
Sucks for you guys.
Man, I bet your wife can't wait for this thing to be over.
This is Rob Schneider.
You're doing it.
more phlegm than I'd ever anticipated.
Hi, this is Rob Schneider, and you're doing it. You're listening to BS in the Morning in Las Vegas.
Go to Tyson here on the phone. What's up, dude? Hey. You got to say something?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. Just hanging out, you know?
Yeah, we're trying to, yeah.
Yeah. What you doing?
Oh, you know, working. We work on cars. I just wanted to shout out to all the mechanics that are keeping all the truckers and all of the medical professionals out going to work to keep everybody safe. Me and my guys over at Silver State, we work pretty good, and just wanted to shout out to all the other mechanics out there, to lives and all that good stuff, to keep everybody on the road.
Cool, man. What are you doing over there? Are you like actually working on the engines? You doing tires? What are you doing?
Everything headlight to tail light, except for tires. And I actually I own the place, but I got my guys over there. They do pretty damn good over there. So
I like it, man.
Silver State sounds familiar. Did you guys used to have an account with a trailer place back in the day, dude, to come in to get stuff for, like, the car haulers and the toy haulers and everything?
No, but we did service a couple of Blue RV vehicles at one time.
Okay. So. I think maybe a long time ago you guys had a guy come into the place I worked at, which is nobody cares. But I'm
just yeah, there's a good possibility. Yeah, we're out in Henderson, Silver State Complete Auto Repair, LLC. Give us a shout-out and look at us.
Oh. Right on, man. That's cool. Go. I didn't even think about that, you know, having to keep the car, the trucks running and all that stuff. That's cool. I didn't think about that.
I can only imagine the amount of, yeah, the trucks are running probably so much right now.
Yeah,
trying to get everything to the stores.
Definitely, you got to make sure that your car turns on just in case you got to go to the hospital too.
Yeah. All right, enough free advertising, Tyson.
Hey, I appreciate you, Tyson.
Thanks, man.
All right, dude, take it easy. Thanks for listening, man. Appreciate it.
Later.
Yeah, dude. There goes Tyson. Who? I didn't even think about the truck drivers breaking down and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
I said that earlier. I said if you're an essential employee.
Yeah, I know.
Something breaks down.
Well, I mean, yeah, the mechanics. I didn't think about that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the guy who has to change the tires. As an essential employee. I mean, the mechanic I get, but the guy who,
what,
like,
if somebody blows a tire?
Yeah, I get it. AAA. AAA is an essential employee.
Well, not
what
a semi.
What isn't an essential employee then? If we're just going right down the line.
Well, I mean, if you're somebody that repairs things, I think you're essential.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's supposed to be his water heater goes out and they're stuck in their house for 2 months.
So who's a non-essential employee? That's my point.
Us.
We're essential. Shut up, Rick.
I don't know,
a hairstylist?
Yeah, that's definitely not essential.
Okay, hairstylist, barbers.
You know. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to cut my own hair.
Bartender's not essential, sorry.
Right.
I don't know what a bartender's with.
Okay, so bartender's not essential.
I can serve my own drink for less money. Mm.
Okay, so bartender's not essential, hairstylist.
Yeah, and we're not saying we don't appreciate these people. I just want
to... Well, during a global pandemic, yeah, we don't...
But these are not things that are necessities during a crisis.
Okay, so nobody can get their nails done or a haircut and everybody else keeps working? Is that it?
That's not essential. How is that essential?
No, that's what I'm saying. They're not essential, so they close down, but then every...
I'd say restaurants aren't really essential. You could buy your own food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Got it. I just feel like the essentials list is so broad. It's such
a painter... Probably not essential. Anything cosmetic, you know?
I don't think it's very broad. I mean, there's only really, I mean, medical repairs and then the truckers, right? I mean.
And media.
And grocery stores.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I feel like, you know, like I said, I had a buddy online post. He's like, dude, I'm an essential employee and I change tires. Like, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And they're saying that I have to carry around a letter saying I'm an essential employee of the blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? And I was like, they're changing tires right now. You can go without a tire rotation for a couple weeks, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's maybe, all I'm maybe saying. Maybe not, man. What if you have to travel, you know, and something happens? I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
You know who's essential? Cox Cable. That's who's essential.
There you go, Craig. Hey, enough free advertising.
Yeah.
By that, I mean for you.
Yeah.
You know who's essential? Cox Cable. That's right.
I just bought Sparks an RV.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Let's go to the phones here. Don wants to weigh in about the essential employees thing here. And we do have a Don intro.
Please welcome back to our show, the smart and handsome Donnie.
Yo, Don.
Hey. I'm a tow truck driver, and you just mentioned AAA. I don't know if anybody knows this yet or not, but if you call AAA, you're being told, because they sent out a nationwide notice that you broke down somewhere, you need to find alternate transportation.
What?
They'll come tow you, but we're not allowed to have you in our tow trucks.
Oh, I see. So you got to call like an Uber or something because you can't have the person in the truck with you. That makes sense.
Oh, got it.
So just the tow truck for AAA, though. If they need to change your battery or something like that, they still can.
Yeah, I mean, we'll come tow your car and we'll unlock the cars and all that stuff. But if you're stuck out the middle of the desert, you need to find alternate transportation.
Wow,
where you
want to
go.
Okay. That makes sense. They can't let randos in their truck, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, interesting. Wow, Don, that's cool. Thanks, man.
Enjoy your skydiving, by the way.
Yeah, it's great. You can tell cell phone providers are a necessity right now.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Cricket Wireless is not essential.
Well, he's out there probably with the windows down hauling someone's broken-ass car. Brandon! That's what I'm talking about. Yo, Brandon.
Hey, no one's talking about pool service.
Yeah, is pool service essential right now?
Ooh, I don't know, chlorine, man. When it warms up, it might be, dude.
Hold on. What did you say, Brandon?
I said chlorine is a sanitizer. So if your pool is treated, you know, correctly, COVID gets deactivated in pool water. So, but no one's talking about that.
Well, we don't have pools, so that's not top of mind.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We're not rich enough for pools.
You know, there's over 100,000 backyard pools in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So are you still going around cleaning pools and treating pools and that kind of stuff?
Yep. And then anything I touch on their property, like gates or anything, I spray it down with like actual sanitizer spray.
Yeah, that's great.
Good for you, dude.
Cool.
But chlorine, you know, treated water is essential in this outbreak.
Thank you. I didn't even think about the pool, man.
Yeah, me neither.
See what I mean? The list keeps growing. Yeah. All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Brandon.
But plus, you're right, man. Wives have to have somebody to bone. You know what I mean?
Brandon's providing more than one service.
Legitimate question. Are dentists still open?
I would imagine, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
That's not, I don't think that's essential.
You don't think so? Bro, you got a toothache?
Yeah, or if you break a tooth.
Yeah, not essential.
Really? Your teeth aren't essential, but the pool man is? I don't know what's going
on
here.
For sure. Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. If the pool man's essential, the dentist is essential.
There's plenty of people in this town with no teeth that have pools. I've seen them. So.
Jesse, open the door.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I want to point something out real quick. I thought it was funny when the pool man called in, but... if the pools aren't taken care of, the mosquitoes can breed in there.
True.
Oh.
It is warm enough out. I don't know anything about if the mosquitoes can carry this or not, but I imagine it could spread pretty quick if the pools aren't taken care of and the mosquitoes can multiply.
I thought we don't get mosquitoes in Vegas.
You get some. If there's stagnant water.
I haven't
water.
Seen them, but people have told me they've seen them by like down at the lakes and stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
No, absolutely. Well, Jesse, thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They can reproduce in the pools real quick.
Absolutely.
The reason that I called is they handed us at the morning meeting at work. I'm an operating engineer. I run heavy equipment. I'm working down in California, but I live in Vegas. They handed us a letter this morning that we have to carry on us now in order for us to travel to make it to work and back.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're going over state lines?
I don't know if it's because we're going over state lines, but we don't have to carry it if we're staying right here in town. But if we're traveling to go home or whatever, we have to carry that with us.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, dude. Isn't that crazy? What has happened, dude? Yep. It's just a whole different world in just a few weeks, man.
Dude, remember like a few weeks ago we had stand-up comedy?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I know. I remember.
I don't know if I'm ever going to do that again.
Yeah.
It's going to be gone for a live.
You could do it on Instagram Live.
Yeah, that's...
Yep.
Just have a laughing track in the background so you don't feel so bad.
I do that 1 p.m. every day for the Rasta party. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Real quick, let's plug our things because I'm going to be on Instagram at BS in the morning. Going to be doing a Insta Live. We do it every day. Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock. Then we do another one. Greg, you do yours, the Rasta party, at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then Izzy, you've done it at 4 o'clock usually. Yep. And it's all on at BS in the morning on Instagram. And then I will also do one on Comps Facebook page at about 9:15, right around there.
Yeah, I was going to share
mine.
Yeah,
I've been trying to do the comp one. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I've been trying to do the comp one, but, like, nobody comes on. So, it takes forever for people to sign on, and then they don't text. So, if at 1 o'clock you want to go on the comp one, type back to me and answer the questions so I can, know what you're asking and stuff. Nobody says anything. So
yeah.
I've just been sharing my BS one to the comp Facebook page. I didn't share it yesterday, though, because the beginning of my feed was me playing video games with my brother, and there were a lot of swears, and I didn't want to get in trouble.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah,
you should hear the things I see
on the Rasta party.
Really? You guys swear?
Are you serious?
I didn't know if it was unprofessional or not putting it on the comp one, so I didn't. I was like,
swore right now.
No, don't swear right now. No, yeah, I figured it's the internet, whatever. Who cares? You know? What's going on? Yeah. Okay. Let's go to real quick because Eric wants to clear things up about a dentist.
We went to Taco Bell. Eric, he starts crying in Taco Bell.
Eric.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man. You got a dentist stuff?
Yeah, so my wife's a hygienist, and she shut down for the next 3 weeks.
Whoa.
But if you have an emergency deal, they'll come in, but okay. You have to go through, bunch of questioning first and all that.
Yeah. I can imagine nobody wants to put their hands in the mouth if everyone's talking about,
right.
Germ or the virus spreading by spit now, and stuff. Yeah.
So no but teeth cleaning.
She's getting paid, though, so that's good.
That's good.
Hey, that's good. Yeah, exactly. Well, shout out to the dentist's office for still paying while they're at home shut down. That's crazy. That's really nice of them.
Yeah, you'd think physical therapists and chiropractors and stuff are probably still open.
I guess.
A lot of businesses are doing that, actually. My sister works at a casino on the Strip, and they're paying them off for the whole thing. They're off, too. So.
That's very, very cool. Mm. Mm-hmm. Look, we're getting in today with a ton of calls here. Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up? Do you want to weigh in on this?
Hell yeah, man. I work at Postal Annex. I'm a general manager there. We have private mailboxes where, we provide mail essentials. People pick up their mail, FedEx, UPS, DHL, all that.
And you're essential?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I would say they're essential for sure.
All right.
You got to send stuff.
Yeah,
what if you need medication or whatever in the mail?
Oh, definitely. Right. No doubt.
Exactly. Yeah. Checks, mail, everything.
Cool.
Weed.
Yeah.
All right, Sean. Appreciate it. Look, we got a break here. We're going on real long here. If you want to weigh in on the essential stuff, I know there's some people that consider themselves essential, and they definitely are. And then I want to know where the line is of essential and non-essential. What do you think? 876-3692. We'll get to you right after Alice in Chains. It's Comp.
Follow us at BS in the Morning on Instagram, and we'll follow you back. Do it now.
Going to be up on Instagram a little bit later. I'll get to that here in a second. First, shout out to the fifth man, keeping everything kind of running smoothly for us. Talking about the anybody in the supply chain getting it from farm to table kind of a deal. Farm to my mouth, more like it. That's what I really appreciate. Let's go to the fifth man to find out what the hell's going on here. I thought we had a Paul intro. Apparently, we don't have a Paul intro. My apologies, Paul.
Hey, that's all right.
You don't got one. What's going well, man? What you doing?
Just not working.
Where do you work?
I do construction.
Okay, cool.
So we're all out rolling strong. Everybody out, trying to keep money coming in.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, every time I drive home, they're working on this road. They're expanding the road from one lane into, I hope, three, because it always bottlenecks here at this one point intersection near my house. And they're out there every day, and I think it's fine. There's one dude in the truck, another dude in the dozer kind of a thing. There's not, they're not around people, so I think you could still do your job if you're not hanging around people. You're just in your cab the whole time.
So, we're trying to do the best we can. Anyway, it's easier now with a lot of the traffic lighter.
Yeah.
But even still, it's tough out here because you never know from one person to the next.
Right.
No, I totally get that. You don't have to tell me where you work. I'm just kind of wondering what kind of construction are you doing?
We do underground utilities.
What does that mean?
like the water, electrical?
Power.
Okay.
Oh.
Sewer,
oh, cool.
Stuff like that.
Got it. So are you digging in the ground for that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I see what you mean. Okay, cool. Well, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right,
there goes, Paul. Yeah, we had another construction guy call and saying, hey, last time the recession hit, the construction workers were the first ones to go, the first ones to get laid off. Doesn't seem like that's happening.
Nope.
Currently, at the moment, who knows what the future holds, but that's not what happened. And let's go to Tara. Is it Tara?
Yes.
Okay, Tara, what you got?
So I work for a kids dentistry and orthodontic office over in Henderson.
Yeah.
And we shut down for 2 weeks. We go back on the 30th, but it wasn't because we're not essential business, because dentistry is considered essential.
Oh, really? Okay.
But because the ADA, so the American Dentist Association, suggested, you know, shut down for 2 weeks, let everything kind of calm down a minute, not that it's calming down at all,
right?
And then go back.
Yeah.
So,
and what do you think is going to happen in 2 weeks? You think they're just going to re-up the 2 weeks?
You know, I'm hesitant to guess. It's possible, but right now we have full schedules for starting next Monday.
Wow.
How do you feel about that? Are you a little worried about it?
Yes and no, mainly because I visit my grandma like 2-3 times a week and help her out and stuff like that. So yeah. Like if I get something, I know I'm okay. I'm healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But bringing it potentially around her is what worries me.
Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
So though we're getting half pay for the 2 weeks that we've been shut down. So
that's good. At least you're getting something. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah. A little something. Thankfully, we got paid right before we shut down, so it was like, oh, I'm just going to hang on to this.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Be smart.
Save your money.
It.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. All right, thank you, Tara. Appreciate it.
Thank
good luck
you.
To you. Let us know if you go into work on the 30th, though. I'm curious.
I will. I'll give you a call.
Yeah, let us know. Okay. Because everyone's kind of playing it by ear right now. I know a lot of businesses are playing it by ear, and therefore all the employees are kind of like, yee.
Right.
You know, I have no idea. And that's, you know, that's unsettling.
Yeah.
Nobody likes to be in that situation. Let's plug the fact that we're going to be on the internet right after the show. We're going to be on at BS in the Morning on Instagram. I do it at 9 o'clock. We're going to get out of here. We're going to go jump online. We're going to do, you know, it's so funny because we used to call it the bunker when we're in the back office there and we have all the sandbags behind us when we do this thing. And now everybody's calling it the bunker. Their houses are like, oh,
I know, dude.
Live from the bunker.
I know, everybody is.
I'm seeing everybody call
it
the bunker.
Stealing our crap.
I know. So we're going to be doing our own bunker videos.
Trash.
The original. Exactly. All these non-essential comedian trash bags taking our jokes. At BS in the Morning on Instagram, we're going to be there at 9 o'clock. And then I'm going to be on Comp's Facebook page doing a live stream at 9:15. Do it every single day after the show. Greg does it at 1 o'clock on at BS in the Morning. You call it your Rasta party.
That is correct.
So go hang out with Craig and his Rasta party. And then usually, Izzy, you're cooking dinner or something.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I try to keep busy.
I like it. So you can have a nice, romantic, one-on-one meal with Izzy.
Sure.
It's an early bird meal because it's 4 o'clock.
But yeah, but, you know, my bedtime's at 8 and I get ready for bed at 7:20, so it's not really early for me.
It happens.
It's normal.
Hey, real quick, if you're out there, because a couple people have actually mentioned this to me just off air about evictions and worrying about rent and stuff like that. If you're in Nevada, a lot of the courts have halted eviction proceedings, so check and see what your court's doing, because you might be in a lot better shape than you think.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point. That is an excellent point. And I know a lot of people have stopped billing for, what was it? I think I got a letter from Southwest Gas saying.
Yeah, they're like, we're not turning anybody off. You know,
we're not going to turn anybody
I got
off.
One from the water company. I paid it all off right before I got the letter. I was like, damn it. Whatever.
Yeah, it's good. Text line is saying restaurants have to be essential because truck drivers need to eat. That's what someone said.
Fair.
Pharmacy worker here. Viagra is flying off the shelves. My dentist is open. It has been open, but only for patients that are in pain. So there you go. So I guess some people, you know, it's a fluid situation. So maybe they're just, you know, it's kind of a gray area. We're not totally shut down. We're not totally open. That kind of thing. Kind of case by case scenario.
They should just leave the drugs out in front of the dentist office. I mean, if it's just for pain, like, what else do you need?
So Greg's recommending people just leave the drugs out in front of the office.
Yes. If you have drugs, leave them outside. And if you're going to get evicted, call the courts to see if it's the...
there you go. All right. Well, there you go. Look, that's it for the show. We are out of here. Tomorrow, we are going to be... Look, we're going to have some fun. Tomorrow, we're going to... I'll admit, the flower power sucked today. We're going to turn it around tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be one you don't want to miss. We're talking about how is coronavirus like your sex life. We'll be doing that. It should be fun. Plus, we're going to be going over the official recommended watch list on stuff that you
can stream. I'm looking forward to that. I'm actually looking forward to that one.
Yeah, me too, man, because everyone's kind of strapped. Everyone's looking for some juice right now. So we're going to be looking for some recommendations from you. We'll go over our list, so make sure you listen up till tomorrow. And I'll see you on at BS in the Morning on Instagram coming up here in 15 minutes. That's it for us. Bye, bye, bye.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na. BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na. It's over now.
Today I'm going to teach you how to be a basic white girl.